WAPE News time is 8:03.
You want a fuller, lusher, greener lawn this summer? Well, then sprinkle some chicken duty on there. Little chicken poo-poo make your lawn look better. And that's what you get when you buy Poltex, the 100% organic fertilizer made with chicken duty. And it really works. Or guaranteed your money back. You see, they have this room with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of chickens in there. And this guy blows a whistle and all the chickens make a little poo-poo. And they scoop it up and put it in a bag and sell it as Poltex fertilizer. Oh, they're getting ready now. There they go! Oh, look, they have little teeny tiny pieces of toilet paper for the teeny tiny hynes. Of course they sing when they poop. You don't expect them to read a book like us, do you? Poltex! Oh, one of the chickens is constipated. Could you find a little teeny tiny X-Lax one? That's great! It's the best fertilizer around. It's Poltex in the yellow bag, made here in the land of the real man in Lake City.
Available at Woolco, Kmart, Scotty's, and Hall's Nursery.
Boaters in the Jacksonville area can expect easterly winds at 10 to 15 knots today, becoming southeasterly tonight and tomorrow. Seas are running 3 to 4 feet, with inland waters mostly smooth to a light chop. WAPE is forecasting generally fair skies through tomorrow. Daytime highs will be around 88 with a low tonight of 65. Presently under clear skies at 65 degrees. This is Carol Hesse, WAPE News.
10-4, darling. Time to go skyward for Robbie Rose.
Savvy-wise, everything getting back to normal. We'll be back.
Hey, 10-4, Robbie. I appreciate it. We'll be back live with Hoyle Dempsey. Jay Thomas appearing now at the Alhambra Dinner Theater.
Wait a minute. Go ahead, finish that.
Appearing now at the Alhambra Dinner Theater, Jay was at one time morning man at the Big Ape Now, the co-star of Mork and Mindy.
Wait a minute. You're eating like tuna out of a can.
Yeah, it's good for your muscles. I can bench press the dumpster if I eat that, Betty.
What is that? It's awful. Now, you know how tuna fish smells in someone's breath, don't you, folks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, really? Now, this is disgusting.
Well, look, buddy.
I hate cats even because of that stuff. Don't eat that.
Come on now.
But it stinks.
It makes me strong.
It smells like an old one of those houses that you go into. They don't.
I understand, Jay. I understand. Please.
Can't you gargle or something? I tell you what, I'm not going to stand in here with this. When you're no longer eating that, you just go ahead and call me.
All right. I guess my biceps will have to go hungry today. But then, the price one pays for symmetrical perfection is never easy. This is Ray Parker at radio with two Schwatzes at the same time. Yeah, that's great. That's Ray Parker at radio, two places at the same time. 10 minutes after 8. This is the Grease Plate at the Big 8. Yeah, I think we got another lady standing by on the line. How about the guy?
I just wanted to say I like your show, Mork and Mindy.
Oh, hey. Thank you. It's very nice. What is your name, sweetheart?
Linda.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a husband?
Yes.
Well, would you and your husband like to see me at the Alhambra in Chapter 2, the Neil Simon play?
Sure would.
Well, how about if I give you the ticket?
Okay.
And it's good, and you have dinner there, and it's a wonderful place to come, and I come out, and I'm very funny, and then I'm very sad. Actually, it's a moving piece, and I know you'll enjoy it, and even if you don't like to play, the food's very good.
Okay.
In fact, sometimes I make the food move.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah, I want a can.
What are you drinking now?
It's water.
Water and tuna.
That's right.
That's your life.
That's a Spartan meal. 600 G's has not changed me.
Listen, before you digest that, let me out of here because I can't imagine. You know what you ought to do, though, sir?
What's that?
You ought to have pineapple juice with that, and later we can have music.
Look, Jay, I'm getting sick and damn tired of you making fun of how I look, how I dress.
Linda,
you're making fun of my town. You're making fun of my people.
Linda, what's your last name? What is it?
And he just cuts me off.
Wait a minute. What's your last name?
I'm in the middle of a verbal tirade, and it's like I'm not even.
Excuse me a second, Linda. I can hardly hear you. There must be something wrong with the phone.
Jumping Jiminy Cricket on a crutch at Christmas time.
There's some sort of crickets on the line. Can you hear them?
I can't believe it.
Linda, what's your last name?
I'm stunned.
Like the beer.
I feel like I...
You're drinking beer.
I've been brutalized.
Really? What's your last name? Schlitz?
Oh, my God.
What, Putz is your last name?
Holy jeez, Mrs. Putz. Mrs. Putz, can you hang
Mrs.
on a second?
Mrs. Putz, you want a Schlitz?
hang on a second, Mrs. Putz.
Mrs. Schlitz, would you hold...
Jay, I think I can clear this up. Let me whisper something in your ear.
WAPE.
Look, you got me 600 G's, huh? It's 12 minutes past 8.
How long does it take you to collect that?
5 years.
Hello.
A den breaker.
I'm coming in. Listen, now, Hoyle, you're his ex-brother-in-law.
Yeah. Before
we even do that, Robbie Rose is in a holding pattern, and if we don't get him on, he'll be stuck up in the air for another 45 minutes. So let's put him on. Robbie, you still up there?
Hell, that's okay. Just get me. I'll just fly around on empty.
Now, look, Robbie, don't start bitching, all right?
All right?
You're getting paid
Rocky
for this.
Excuse me.
Don't start griping.
I mean, I'm up there on not even half a tank on one side and a quarter on the other.
That's right, buddy.
You guys have fun and all, but you know, what the hell? The going down ain't so bad as that sudden stop at the bottom just kills the heck out of you. Hey, listen, everything's okay, and I just want to tell you, Jay, that I will definitely be in the audience Saturday night because I think you are okay. I know I've been griping a little bit, but I think you are doing a good job, and I think the Alhambra's for dollar is the best deal in town.
Well, I want you to come backstage after the show and meet personally with my understudy.
Man, that's great.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Boy, you all right. I'll be there. Anyway, I'll be there Saturday night, so save me a couple of tables. Table. I won't bring nobody with me. I can't spend
You know what? I'll give you 2 free tickets if you bring some other people.
If
you know.
If I bring 2 pairs, you'll give me 2
I'll bring 2 pairs. I'm working on percentage. I'm sorry that I have to come to town like this, but
right.
I have to make a living.
It's all right. That's a deal. I'll bring 3 or 4 paying.
All right. Write Robbie Rose down on it.
Write Robbie Rose. Put him at the front desk.
Robbie, why don't you do your job and I'll write this down.
Okay, you be doing that and I'll do my thing. There's nothing to do, really. Everything is back to normal. All the bridges, all the expressways. That big white object I was talking about, the St. John River. You can see it from the Matthews Bridge on the north side. I have no idea what it is, but it's a big, large, white, looks like a bumper. They might be putting bumpers around the bridge to keep something happening from like what happened down south. But I don't know what it is, but if anybody does, I'd appreciate them telling me. Traffic is back to normal. Again, want to remind all you veterans that Shields Aviation is state approved for VA training. So if you want to learn to fly, give them a call, Shields Aviation. Craig Airport, you can find them in the Yellow Pages. Grease, Jay, and the whole dips, I enjoyed it. We'll be back this afternoon with Mike. Or what you call it? Be back day, won't he?
Who?
Steve Gannon.
Steve Gannon be back this afternoon. Yeah,
what you call it?
No,
I can tell his job is safe, and he must be a hell of a jock.
Watch out now. Mike was filling in. That's why I said that. I know Steve.
Yeah, Steve's a good man. All right, Robbie, your tickets are waiting for you down here.
All right.
We'll look forward to talking to you soon, buddy.
Could that big dead white thing be like a dead tuna by any chance? Because we could get that and have you gnaw on it before it completely goes.
No, what that is a big foam rubber cushion because of breaking in a new bar pilot, Thumbs Dombrowski, who'll be bringing in a 6,000-pound freighter. And over a 6,000-ton, I don't know. You guys were talking before I brutally cut you off, viciously.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hoyle, you are the ex-brother-in-law.
He was married to Nadine, my sister. That was his second wife.
Now, what's Nadine doing now? Oh, she's...
I don't even want to talk about it.
That's terrible.
I don't even want to talk about it.
She's the one that takes money up in Savannah, isn't she?
Oh, God. You had to bring it up. You had to bring it up, Jay.
Well, tell me, what sort of family life did you have growing up as a redneck?
Well, I didn't grow up as a redneck.
You didn't? How did you become one?
I had quite the education.
You've been to college, or?
And, no.
You've been, were you like a high school graduate?
No.
Now, did you go to junior high?
Well, for 3 or 4 years I did, yeah.
I see, and then,
they had the 7th and 8th grades.
What do you consider your education?
Well, it's the school of hard knocks for me, Jay.
I've been
around. Now, most of my adult life, I've been what you call between jobs, if you know what I mean.
Most of your life. Now, how did you get this job as a radio announcer?
Well, I come down here, remember Grace, about a year and a half ago to take a wife.
Yeah, I remember.
I found her, Luli Bell. Little Jacksonville, Florida girl, boy, she's something, I tell you.
Come down, right.
Now, you married to Luli Bell?
I'm married to Luli Bell.
I'll be darned, that's fantastic.
I'm married to Luli Bell. It's a funny story. When I first come to town, I was looking for a place to stay, and Grease Man says, I can sell you some condominiums. I said, no, don't worry about it. I said, Luli Bell's already on the pill.
Oh, my God, Hoyle. Jay, I feel like I'm floundering in a sea of insane rhetoric. Here's 20 minutes after 8. This is the new 690.
Hey,
what's that, darling?
Won't you take me down?
Yes.
sure, I'll take you, but we have to stop in Atlanta first.
It's a brutal holdover. My God, but we're in first class, so we won't have to sit with the bourgeoisie.
You know what we need? A lot of Cubans are coming into the country. I think we need to have a Cuban or someone of Spanish extraction call up, and maybe we can give them a ticket to the Alhambra.
Well, it's funny you should ask. We have a lady standing by on hold right now.
Wait a second. You don't tell me.
Yes, really?
Not a Spanish person.
Spanish person.
Well, I have a quiz for them, a special Spanish quiz.
She's on the line. She's a friend of the people here at the Big A. What's that, Maggie? They told you that if you dial this number, you could get tickets or something?
Hi.
Oh, the head lady in charge here at the Big A.
Wait a minute. She works here?
No, she's a friend of the boss.
What boss?
Judy Bowden.
Judy Bowden. Well, now...
The Judy Bowden suggested that this charming, lovely Mexican kumquat.
You're a Mexican lady?
Hell no.
Oh.
Well, you're Cuban?
No.
Well, what are you, darling? I know there's
Barcelona.
What is it?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Oh, you are.
Oh, she's really Spanish.
She's a genuine.
What?
All right. Now, I'm going to say something in Spanish, and you can tell me what I said.
Okay.
Then you can get the tickets.
Okay.
All right, here it is. Hola, ¿qué tal? Buen día. ¿De dónde albóndigas?
You said hi, hello, good day, and I didn't get the last part.
¿De dónde albóndigas?
That's hamburgers. Right?
Hey, it's probably some kind of slang, Maggie. Do not translate it. It probably means something like, you know, you got big buns or something. So just don't translate it. Right. Don't encourage this man. It's a very dangerous situation we're in here.
I've been wondering what albondigas meant.
Oh, please.
I thought it meant meatballs.
Oh,
big balls.
Oh, God.
Hooray for kids!
Sun Spas by Schaefer.
It's 27 minutes after right here at the Big A with the Grease Man. Well, Jay is off for rehearsal.
Pressing engagements. I'm going to try and make another show over at one of the FM stations to have some ratings. but listen, I tell you what. Can I give the plug now and
sure.
and leave?
By all means.
We're at the Alhambra Dinner Theater. We're having a great time. We got Chapter 2, which is the Neil Simon play, which was also a movie. The play is better than the film. If I say so myself.
Well, shucks.
And we have a Broadway cast with us.
Uh-huh.
And I invite everyone to come out. We've been playing to packed houses, so make your reservations. And it's a big night and great food. And you know the Alhambra's out there on Beach Boulevard. But, Grease, seriously, thank you very much. You've been much too kind to me. And if I do get canned off of Mork and Mindy, I want my job back, and I'm afraid you're going to be
well,
out.
Well, Jay, here's a golden opportunity for you and for me.
Now,
about 2 weeks from Monday, Grease will go on vacation. I got to do a show, and it'd be a privilege and honor if you'd come back and do one of those days.
Oh, come on now. Grease, how do you feel about this, me doing your show?
Well, it's not...
Oh, come on, thank you. You're a hell of a guy.
This isn't going to be a coup d'etat.
This has been fabulous. You're a hell of a...
You're a big man, Grease.
You're a big... You don't kiss on the lips, do you? You're a great... Hey, let's hear it for the Grease. He's a hell of a guy. God, I dig you. I love you. And, you're good. Great. It'll be great. Hey, listen, I'm going to have all my relatives on that night. This is going to... I'll do all my jokes. You're a hell of a guy. I'll see you, Grease.
Why is it I feel like screaming...
Whee!
Anyway, thanks to Jay Thomas for stopping by. We'll all look forward to seeing him at the Alhambra. Meanwhile, back at the Wax.
I give her all my love.